One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try, to show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die, too soon to die. Some folks wanna be like an ostrich, bury their heads in the sand. Some hope that plastic dreams can unclench up those greedy hands. Some wanna take the easy way, poisons and bombs, they think we need 'em. Don't they know they can't kill all the unbelievers? There's no shortcut to freedom. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try, to show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die, too soon to children, go tell the mothers and fathers too. Now's our last chance to learn to share what's been given to me and you. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try, to show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. And because I love you, I'm gonna give it one more try, to show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die.
All right, that was beautiful. That's a track by Haley Lauren, and I want to make sure I've got it right. Haley?
That's exactly right.
So I pronounced your name correctly.
Yes.
It's not Haley Lauren like I was telling everybody for, like, weeks.
Believe me, it's happened more times than not.
And that was a track off of your CD, which is called They Ought to Write a Song. And that track was My Rainbow Race. I didn't realize that was a Pete Seeger track.
It is a Pete Seeger track. And, I just received some news that a website that's doing like a Pete Seeger month to celebrate his birthday, that's their featured track. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, you must be pretty exhausted because you played at Joe Fed's last night.
How did it go?
Was it all right?
It was great. We were just there really late. We had a full house, and so we played until the bitter end. I guess it was not so bitter. We played from 9 to midnight and went home about 1:30.
Wow.
So that's usually how those kinds of things go.
So you must be kind of just waking up.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Well, we're going to have you sing on the show here in a little while, but I wanted you to just get a little bit, you know, comfortable because there's been a lot of activity here at the station with everything that's going on. But
it's a good, invigorating way to start the day.
But if anyone wants to know who Haley Lauren is, you could just look at last month's Eugene Weekly. Do you remember what issue it was? Was that March something, 18th?
It was March. It might have been, let me see. The exact date may have been the 12th.
The 12th.
And I'm not sure.
That was the issue that was called Launchpad. Yes. Not the name of the band, but it was called Launchpad because it was about local Eugene musicians.
Right. And actually, I bet you could even look it up just by typing in Launchpad, Eugene Weekly. It's actually, the article was written by a wonderful local writer named Rick Levin. And so any of those Google searches will probably bring it up.
Yeah,
so.
But in the article, they talk to you. Haley Lorraine.
Yes.
And I forgot what you said.
You know, there were so many people quoted in that article.
Yeah.
It was really quite a vast array of local musicians' feedback on the local music scene. And I don't remember what my quotes were either, but they were something having to do with music. And you can definitely go find it and see for yourself.
How would you, okay, I hate when people say this to me. It's like people say, well, what kind of radio show do you do? And I'm all over the map. I mean, you just heard me playing Little Marcy a few minutes ago, and I played some Ann Peebles. But how would you describe your music? What genre
wow.
or what would you call yourself?
That's actually one of the harder questions I've ever asked, and it's always one that changes a little bit. Well, I guess it's a record by record thing for me, or album by album, I should say. Like my latest album is a jazz CD that kind of infuses originals, jazz, and a little bit of folk and pop and rock even, but it's all kind of with a jazz oriented feel. But my previous record was, named Full Circle, and it was all originals, and it was kind of alt pop jazz, indie. So I'm really kind of, I'm eclectic. I do everything, but I have my own, I think I put my own spin on everything. So I have like this sort of jazz, indie sort of approach to a lot of things.
I noticed you grew up in Southeast Alaska.
I did, yeah.
Next to Sarah Palin or anybody like that?
No. pretty far from Anchorage. I'm from Sitka, which is a little town on an island. And it was a great place to grow up, just not that many music opportunities, unfortunately.
I'm looking at your bio. You look like a musical prodigy. Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, I was doing music from a very young age. I've been a singer for as long as I can remember. So if that is what constitutes a prodigy.
Well, by age 14, you were writing your own music.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, I was a professional music by 14. Musician. Sorry, it's really early for me on a Sunday. Actually, that's not true.
It's early for everybody on Sunday.
Is.
I've had so many people that say to me, you know, I'd listen to your show, but I'm still asleep at that time of morning.
The funny thing is that I'm not. It just happens to be that there was a really high energy show last night.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of music throughout my really early life. And then by 14, it was like a sort of my career.
It's incredible. I'm looking here. It says you went to Nashville at 17 years old.
I did, yeah.
Wow. That must have been really great.
It was. It was a great learning experience.
What was your favorite part of Nashville? Was it was it the Country Music Museum, or was it just or was it the recording studio that Elvis recorded at?
You know, I did see both of those, both the old Country Music Museum and the new one. But my favorite part actually was it was really all about the people that I would meet and be able to work with, because that was why I was there. I was there to write with a lot of different songwriters, and just the people that I was able to meet along the way. It was just kind of mind-blowing as far as what they had done, what influence they'd had over my musical upbringing, whether I knew it or not. That was probably the most affecting part of being.
How did you end up here in Eugene?
Well, I moved here when I was 15 with my parents, of course, and I think we moved down here for my dad to start a different job. That's what it was. We moved down from Corvallis, which is where I lived for 2 years before I lived here.
I love Corvallis.
Me too. It's such a sweet place.
Yeah.
It's a really nice little town. I really don't know all of, you know, the reasons, but I know that we really liked it in Eugene. And so we stayed, and I went to Nashville, and then I came back because I missed it so much and I wanted to start school. So, that just seemed kind of like the thing to do, was to come back to Eugene.
Well,
I love it here.
We're talking with Haley Lorraine. And by the way, if you want to hear some of her music or check her out online, you can go to HaleyLoren. That's Haley Lorraine. I'm sorry. That's your email.
That's okay. At
HaleyLoren.com.
Right?
Yes.
Same thing.
I didn't want to give out your email to everybody. Hey, here's her phone number, too, by the way. If you ever want to
call. Here's where I live.
Yeah, right. I got the GPS instructions. Anyways, we're going to play another track from your CD. They Ought to Write a Song, and this is a Procol Harum song. I'm kind of interested in hearing your take
sure
on
thing.
It.
Sure thing. Skip the light fandango, turn cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick, but the crowd called out for more, and the room was hot. As the ceiling flew away, when we called out for another drink, but the waiter brought the tray, and so it was later as the minotaur's tail. That her face at first just ghostly turned a whiter shade of pale. Said there is no reason, no, and the truth is plain to see. Yet I wandered through my playing cards, and I would not, and I would not let it be. I'm one of 16 best of virgins were leaving for the coast, and although my eyes were open, they might just as well have been closed. And so it was later as the minotaur's tale. That had a face at first just ghostly, turned a whiter shade of pale. Oh, it turned a whiter shade. It turned a whiter shade of pale. Oh, it turned a whiter. Back at the start, it was all hearts and flowers. Candlelight rendezvous that lasted 4 hours. But since he's gone, you toss and turn until dawn. Nobody ever told you it would feel like this when each tender dream just seems to fade like dew dust. Your arms keep reaching for the lover man who was faithless and mean, but now he's gone from the scene. They ought to write a song about that, about the way it hurts when you realize all those promises were false, about the lonely sound when the music dies like a broken waltz. If there were prizes for those sighs of regret, you'd be the envy of the oh, woe is me set. Romance is through, it's just the piper and you. They ought to write a song about that. Just the piper and you. Oh, they ought to write a song about that. Somebody somewhere ought to write a song about that.
Wow, that was
an
great.
Audience of one.
In case you didn't guess, that was Haley Lauren live singing to a track. Yeah, that was quite beautiful. It
Thank
sounded
you.
Like a regular track. Like anybody listening would have thought that was off of the CD, but no, that was live here in the studio with Haley Lauren, and that was beautiful. That song is called what?
They Ought to Write a Song. That's the title track to my new CD.
The new CD, which is with a guy named Matt Trader.
Yeah, Matt Trader and I, we collaborated on the song arrangements, and he played all the fabulous piano. He was a big part of just, we play a lot of shows together, so a lot of this material is what we've been playing over the few years we've been playing together. And we just kind of gleaned our favorites. And then brought in some other wonderful musicians, which include Mark Schneider on bass, Tim McLaughlin on the trumpet on a few songs, and then Brian West is on the drums. So it was kind of for me, it was wonderful because they're kind of like my all-star cast. They're all just fantastic musicians. I love them.
Well, that's just great. And the band that played with you last night, did they have all those fellows in?
Yes, actually, yeah. We don't play together as a quintet, I guess it would be, that regularly, just because... You know, we have a lot. We're all involved with different bands, but last night was one of the rare occasions where we did all play together. So that was great.
What do you play when you're up there?
Well, if I'm doing my own songs, oftentimes I'll play the piano and Matt will play some keyboard, you know, organ or something like that. But most of the time, I'm actually just singing when it comes to a lot of jazz shows. I'm mostly a jazz singer. I'm not so much a jazz pianist. So.
Well, I'll tell you, that track was just really great. How about another? You want to
sure,
you want to sing
another.
Along to
yeah,
another one?
I've got one more.
What's the other one you brought with you today? What's it called?
It's called I Don't Miss It That Much, and it's also from the new CD.
Was the mix okay? Can you hear yourself?
Yeah. I could get a little more piano, maybe.
A little more piano?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Here we come. This is Haley Loren live here on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Sometimes at night I miss you. I wonder who's there with you. But it's no big issue now. I miss your kiss, I miss your touch, but I don't miss it that much. Your arms were oh so thrilling when I was young and willing, but your love, it was killing me. I must admit I miss the rush, but I don't miss it that much. The bad news is I'm all alone, watching movies all night. The good news is the heartache's gone, since you're out of my life. Everybody makes mistakes. Every heart gets a few bad breaks. But I've had all I can take. I miss the dizzy schoolgirl crush, but I don't miss it that much. I miss your kiss, I miss your touch, but I don't miss it that much.
Oh, that is just beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Haley Loren, everybody, live here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, singing along to a piano track. And I'll tell you, it sounds just like a record.
Thank you.
Wow. I had a question for you. Oh,
yeah.
Somebody called and wanted to know if you give lessons, singing lessons, I guess.
You know, I never really have. I have to one friend's son for like two or three lessons, but I don't. Here's one thing that I don't do. I don't read music, and so that can sometimes be a little bit of a, you know,
wow,
a hindrance for, you know, not for me, but for other people that kind of know what I'm doing when I write songs. I can't like score them or things like that for the most part. But I mean, if somebody wants to kind of get some pointers on, stylizing and things like that, I mean, I definitely think that I could probably help with that.
How could somebody get a hold of you? Best way to contact you?
Oh, well, definitely, through my website, either HaleyLoren.com, or, I will give out my email on the air. You can also reach me at HaleyLoren@Comcast.net. And the spelling of my name, just so you know, is HaleyLoren. So that would be HaleyLoren.com or at Comcast.net. So,
and anyway, if anybody really digs this show, it should be archived by next week on ahammer.com/MARCTIME. We've got your CD here, Haley Loren's latest CD called They Ought to Write a Song. I want to play a track
sure.
off it, and then maybe we'll do a sing-along.
Okay.
What do you think?
Thank you.
nothing but blue skies do I see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, bluebirds singing a song. And it's nothing but bluebirds all day long. Well, I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. And it's nothing but blue skies from now on.
That was Haley Loren from her latest CD. It's called They Ought to Write a Song. And that was, what did we hear? Blue Skies? Was that
it? That was Blue Skies.
Yeah,
yes.
That Ella Fitzgerald track. And she, you must really dig Ella Fitzgerald.
I do. Yeah, she was one of the artists that I listened to while growing up a lot. She's wonderful. But, I mean, a lot of artists have done a lot of the songs on the CD are, you know, standards. So they've been done, I don't know, you know, countless times by different artists. So.
Well, we're talking with Haley Loren. Haley, what other artists have inspired you? Can you think of anybody, or what's on your turntable right now, or on your in your CD player?
Oh, wow.
Right now?
Well, as far as people who inspired me early on, it was a lot of jazz, like Ella Fitzgerald, Etta James, Nat King Cole. I listened to Diana Krall a lot because she'd just come out when I was about, you know, 9 or 10 years old. But other artists were Jewel. She was a fellow Alaskan, and that meant a lot to me when I was a kid. And then I listened to a lot of Sarah McLachlan and the Cranberries. And right now I'm really enjoying Feist. And Regina Spektor is one of my favorites.
Oh,
love
you know,
her.
She makes me cry.
I know. She's she's marvelous.
There's that song,
her.
Samson.
I do that one. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh,
I always just, I feel, you know, I feel something when I sing that song.
Yeah,
she's
I'll tell
a great
you.
Writer.
I wish we could do a sing-along with that. But
we could.
Actually, we do have another track queued up. Maybe I'll find that while we're listening. Or, well, no, you're going to be singing live, so I don't want to make too much noise.
We'll figure something out.
Reverend Mark Times, Sunday Morning Hangover, KWVA with Haley Lauren. And we're going to be singing along now with what? Indigo Girls, Jewel, and Sarah McLachlan.
Yes. There's a funny story behind this. Well, it's not really funny, I guess. But when I was 15, I think I got this record. And it's a live CD of the Lilith Fair, which was just, oh my gosh, awe-inspiring to me at that age. And it still is. I wish it were still going on. But this track, I fell so much in love with it that I would just listen to it over and over and over again on repeat, like on camping trips and in the car with my parents, and it would drive them nuts. But I would enjoy it because I could like sort of try to imitate each different artist style as far as what they were doing with the song. So I thought that'd be fun to bring it up, dredge it up again.
Well, let's have some fun. We're going to be
why doing, not?
Haley Lauren singing along with the Lilith Fair track here. Let's let it go here.
The water is wide, I can't cross over, and neither I have wings to fly. Give me a boat, carry two, and both shall roll. My love and I, love is gentle, love is kind, the sweetest flower when first it's new. When love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like morning dew.
I'm trying to remember how this goes. I haven't listened to this in years. Oh, this is so much fun. No. I don't ever do this in front of people.
This is great. This is very unique.
It's like singing in the shower.
No, keep it up. You're sounding really great. You sound good. Don't worry about the words.
Oh, I don't. I remember them. It's a classic song.
Haley Lauren live. Let's get back. Let's get back to it.
No, Haley Lauren, Indigo Girls, Jewel, and Sarah McLachlan. Yes. We're all live on this one.
All right. Let's get serious now.
There is a ship that sails the sea. She's loaded deep as deep can be, but not as deep as the love that I'm in. No, not how I'll sink or swim. The water is wide, I can't cross on, neither I have wings to carry two, and both shall rule. My love and I and both shall rule. My love and
that promise that.
All right. Yay.
Yay.
Wow, you rock in front of all those people.
I know. The crowd goes wild.
Indigo Girls, Sarah McLachlan, Jewel Ann, Haley Lauren,
right.
Live in the studio here at KWVA.
Next time, I'll have to be on that bill.
On the Hangover, yeah. Well, there was something else I wanted to ask you, besides plugging your CD, They Ought to Write a Song. What other gigs and things do you have coming up?
Oh, good. I'm glad you asked, because I actually remembered to write them down. Well, I have, I also perform with the Sugar Beets. And they're a fabulous band. And Marty Chilla, the guitarist, and I, we've kind of embarked on this little duo venture where we do some of our own songs, the Sugar Beet songs, et cetera. And we're going to be doing that on the 29th of April at Davis Restaurant downtown. So that's going to be happening. I think it's at 9 o'clock. And then the next show after that is over in Lincoln City at Mist Lounge at Surf Tides. And that is on May 2nd. It's a Saturday. After that, there's this great little place down in Cresswell called the Cresswell Coffee Company. They're also like kind of a wine bar, I guess, although it's all ages. And that's going to be on May 9th, and that's at 7:30, and I'm performing there with Matt Treader. And it'll be a lot of originals as well as some of our jazz stuff. And after that, there's a new place in town called Bar 201, and I'm going to be playing there on the 15th of May. And that's just the first few I have coming up. I have tons of shows coming up this summer and this spring. So for more, I guess you should maybe go to my website rather than me reciting all of them, because that would be a lot of airtime.
And also check my websites, too, on Facebook, MySpace, for Haley Lauren links.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, I just found Regina Spektor's Samson.
Oh.
Can
I love her.
Can I get you to kind of sing along if you don't remember the lyrics?
Oh, I remember them.
There might be some in the CD. And, here it is.
I'll try to, yeah.
I don't know if you got
We can try this. Glasses, why not? Well, I remember them.
Oh, this song really kills me. And so if you need, there's the, so we're going to have.
This is so much fun.
We're going to have Haley Lauren singing a Regina Spektor song called Samson live here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, along with Regina Spektor. Here, let's let it rip.
You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first, loved you first. Beneath the sheets of paper lies my truth. I have to go. I have to go. Your hair was long when we first met. Samson went back to bed, not much hair left on his head. Ate a slice of Wonder Bread, we went back to bed. And the history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us. The Bible didn't mention us, not even once. You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first, I loved you first. Beneath the stars came falling on our heads. But they're just of light, they're just of light. Your hair was long when we first met. Samson came to my bed, told me that my hair was red. Told me I was beautiful and came up to my bed.
Forgot that part.
I couldn't hear myself one night. I bared no scissors in the yellow light. He told me that I'd done alright. Kissed me till the morning light, kissed me till the morning light. son went back to bed. Not much hair left on his head. Ate a slice of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. Oh, he couldn't bring the columns down, and he couldn't destroy a single one. The history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even once. You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first.
That was just too beautiful. And I know you're laughing, but I have to pull myself together. We're going to play a track from the CD.
The autumn leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves turn red and gold. I see your summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to
track called Autumn Leaves from Haley Lorenz, the Ought to Sing a Song CD. We have Haley sitting right here next to me. I am so honored.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
That Samson track really knocked me out.
Oh, thank you.
Do you do a lot of covers in your set, or do you do most of
the original? I mix it up a lot. Some shows I do more covers than others. A lot of jazz shows we do a lot of standards and other kinds of R&B and soul and stuff. So that's a lot of covers tends to be, but some of my solo shows, I do a lot of originals in those, probably majority originals. So.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in.
I was only intending
on spending 20 minutes with you, but time flies when you're having fun. And it's been really great to have you, and you're a real professional. And
thank you. What's
your next gig again? Where can we hear you?
The next show that I have coming up with Marty Chilla from the Sugar Beets at Davis Restaurant on April 29th. And then if you want to hear some jazz, if you're going to be in Lincoln City, we're going to be playing on the 2nd of May at Surf Tide's Mist Lounge, and that's with Mark Schneider and Matt Treader, so that'll be a really fun trio.
And HaleyLoren.com, everybody, and you could probably find the link over on any of my little websites. What are we going to do next?
Well, I thought we'd end it with this fun a cappella number that I wish I could take credit for, but I did not write it. I originally heard Tuck and Patty doing this one. Actually, it's just Patty. It's called High Heeled Blues, and I do this at a lot of my live shows because people request it so much.
Sounds good. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Let's see here. People say to me, Haley, you don't sing the blues. I tell them they're wrong. 'Cause I sing the blues each time I wear these shoes. You know that I love to wear some high heel shoes. I know that I really should not wear them, but I love me some high heel shoes. Well, I was walking down the street and I was minding my own business when these shoes called out from the window. They said, hey girl, Haley, come here. You need to wear us. You need to wear these high heel shoes. They'll go with everything in your closet. You really need them. You know I really should not do it, but I love to wear those high heel shoes. Dum da dum da dum bum 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 bum. Well, I was walking to the store when the man he came up to me and I told him to bring me all the high heel shoes my eyes could see, especially the ones in the window. I said the ones that called out to me, I'll try them on first. I knew that I really should not do it, but I love to wear some high heel shoes. Dum da dum da dum da. That's when the shoulda got up and went home, but he brought me out those shoes and I put them on my feet. And the minute I stood up, I knew this was no place for my poor feet to be. Oh no 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 no, the wrong place for feet. I knew that I really shouldn't do it, but I love to wear some high heel shoes. Dum da dum da dum da da. That's when our trouble began. I told the man they did not fit, but he said they did. Don't you worry too much. I'll take them to the back room and I'll put them on the stretcher and they will feel real, real, real good in a minute. I knew he was lying. Hey, hey, I knew he was lying. Hey, hey, I knew, but I still believed it. Oh, why did I? 'Cause I wanted those shoes. I knew that I really should not do it, but I love me some high heel shoes. I knew that I should not do it to my feet, but I bought them anyway, and that is why I'm singing the high heel blues.
Wow. Thank you very much. It's Haley Loran, everybody, live on the Sunday Morning Hangover. HaleyLoran.com.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for coming on the Hangover.
Thank you for having me. This has been a blast.
All right. Ella Fitzgerald, everybody.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. Can't you see that you're leading me on? And it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following. Knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. Too misty and too
that was a killer performance by Haley Loran. That last track was by Ella Fitzgerald, one of her influences. This is the Reverend Mark Time. Before I go, I want to let you know what's coming up on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Next week, the incredible Honey Visor will be sitting in for a couple of hours. We're just going to be kind of hanging, singing along with songs, playing some of her favorite songs. Even maybe she might do some live stuff. Honey Visor next week on the Hangover. Also the week after that, May 3rd, Sassy Fuchs from the local band Alpha Dahlia will be in the studio hanging with the Reverend, and that'll be either at 11 or 11:30, May 3rd. May 31st, Sam Bonds is hosting Cotton Jones, a band that you might have heard played a lot here on the station. I will be interviewing Whitney McGraw Sunday morning, May 31st, here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. I've got a track by a band known as the Brand Flakes. This is a Mr. Rogers record called Nice. Well, they kind of redid it, and now it's called I Have a Friend.
Maybe it seems like silly chatter coming from me, this might not matter. Hope you don't think I mean to flatter, but I think you're nice. I think you're nice.
Oh, how could you understand?
Well, I mean, I think you're...
Go away!
I think you're...
Oh, what's the use? I'm leaving this office.
very.
What did you say?
Nice. Like silly chatter, but nice. I think you're swell. I mean, I think you're very, very cute.
Do you have a friend?
I have a friend.
We'll call it Friends Club.
Okay.
Forget, look for me on Facebook, MySpace, www.sundaymorninghangover.blogspot.com.
There are four black horses with eyes of flaming red. There are roses tied with ribbons all around my baby's head. The bells are ringing, yeah, they all go and see. Yes, I know while they're ringing, they ring out for me. Your tears with diamonds, just to see your face.